Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imamc.org, for Monday, November 19th, 2007. In the West Bank, Israeli forces kidnapped 11 Palestinians across the region. In the Gaza Strip, meanwhile, several members of the Al-Quds brigades survive an Israeli airstrike on their vehicle. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli military on Monday morning kidnapped at least 11 Palestinians across the region. In the northern West Bank cities of Nablus and Kabatia, at least 8 Palestinians were abducted after Israeli troops invaded the areas and searched homes. Meanwhile, near the southern West Bank cities of Bethlehem and Hebron, Israeli troops kidnapped 3 from the villages of Tekoa and Dora. All abductees were moved to an undisclosed detention centre. In other news, Hamas media sources on Monday announced that 8 members of the movement, among them 2 ex-detainees and 2 municipal council members, had been arrested by Fatah-affiliated security forces across the West Bank. The men were arrested from the cities of Bethlehem, Hebron, Ramallah, Tubas and Nablus. The arrests follow Sunday's clashes between the Abu Ali Mustafa Brigades, the military wing of the PFLP, and Palestinian security forces, which saw 4 members of the PFLP's armed wing arrested. The Israeli cabinet has agreed to the release of 441 Palestinian political prisoners, Israeli media sources reported Monday. Israeli officials indicated that none of those scheduled for release have been involved in attacks on Israeli civilians or military personnel and are not members of the Hamas or Islamic Jihad movements. The 441 detainees to be released are but a small fraction of the at least 12,000 Palestinian political prisoners being held without charge in Israeli detention centres. A 12-year-old Palestinian child on Monday died in the Gaza Strip after Israeli authorities barred the child from leaving the region to receive medical attention. Tamir Shahir Al-Yazji from Gaza City died on Monday at the Gaza Children's Hospital after his application to seek medical attention outside Gaza was delayed by Israeli authorities. Tamir died after the chickenpox he was suffering from went untreated. IMEMC spoke to Dr. Ismail Yassin of the intensive care unit at the Children's Hospital.
The patient's condition was worsening due to the pressure on his brain. He was moved to the ICU, and we were waiting for the transfer, but he died this morning because he was not allowed to be transferred for treatment in Israel.
10 Israeli and Palestinian human rights groups on Sunday filed a petition with the Israeli Supreme Court of Justice to grant an injunction against the government's decision to cut fuel and electricity supplies to the Gaza Strip. The groups involved requested that a restraining order against the state be issued until the consequences of the action can be examined. Several members of the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, on Sunday survived an Israeli airstrike in the south of the region. Eyewitnesses reported that several missiles were fired at one car as it drove along Fakhari Road in eastern Khan Yunis. No further details have been released. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, brought to you by John Smith and Ghassan Benoura.